ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TI Fluid Systems 2021 Virtual Capital Markets Event. Please welcome automotive journalist and host of AutoLine, John McElroy.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the TI Fluid Systems 2021 Capital Markets Event, Fluid Evolution. My name is John McElroy. I'm an automotive journalist and the host of AutoLine, a television, radio, and internet platform that covers all aspects of the automotive industry. As AutoLine was an industry first in automotive webcast, I'm honored to be the moderator of this virtual event, and I'd like to thank you from all around the world for joining us for a few hours today. This is an exciting day for TI Fluid Systems. You are going to learn about the company's latest business performance and financial success, and the evolution of its newest products and technology, especially those created specifically for the amazing growth in automotive electrification. The team will be sharing all that with you today using various electronic formats. The presentations will be videotaped and transcribed for public posting after the event. I'm joined here today live, and I might say following all the safety protocols, at the TI Fluid Systems corporate office lobby by Bill Kozera, President and Chief Executive Officer, Ron Hudzinski, Chief Financial Officer, and Hans Dieltjens, Chief Operating Officer. Here's how the program will flow. Bill will share with you the company's strengths in its product portfolio and explain the key vehicle system level value drivers. He'll update you on their business evolution strategy and highlight recent execution wins. You will see firsthand why TI's Fluid Evolution is making it a leader and winner in today's electric vehicles. Hans will then share the company's story on the two product divisions and their recent ability to navigate the technology evolution from traditional products to electric vehicle products. After that, Ron will talk about the company's solid financial performance with its strong margins and consistently strong cash flow. Bill will conclude with an event wrap-up summary. Then we'll turn it over for a Q&A session where I will moderate your electronic submissions. A protocol has been provided with your registration if you would like to submit a question at any time during the event. And now I would like to welcome Bill Kozera.
Thanks, John, for that nice welcoming message, and I'm really excited about spending the next few hours together. I'm sure our global audience can't wait to hear about our business execution, our strategy, and our evolution of our new technology products. But before we move forward, I'd like to take a minute to celebrate and congratulate our TI team on the eve of our first centennial. In today's competitive automotive business world, sustainability for that length of time is very rare. And certainly the coronavirus of 2020 proved our great strengths and added to yet another chapter to our legacy.
Bill, we've got a lot to cover today, but you know, before we get started, I'm a car guy, and I can't take my eyes off the cars that you've got on display here. I'm especially intrigued that you've got a car here in the lobby that went out of production 94 years ago. So before we kick off the program, how about a quick tour of the cars?
Sure, let's do it. Well, John, I'm very excited to be in our Detroit area corporate office lobby with you today. This city and this vehicle, a 1922 Ford Model T, represents the founding heritage of our company. Harry Bundy, our founder, developed and patented the idea of roll-forming and brazing strip steel to form seamless fuel tubing in support of Henry Ford's high-volume automotive production back in the day. This vehicle serves as a daily reminder to our employees where the company started.
So Bill, we're going from a 1922 Ford Model T to a 1921 Ford GT, polar opposites. You know, mass production car, the Model T was, car for the people, all made of steel. Here we've got all carbon fiber, track car. It's really an impressive vehicle. So you gotta tell me, what do you make on this one?
Well, we still continue today to make the fuel lines and the brake products using the same tube technology that Harry introduced more than 100 years ago. Of course, we've optimized it for improved materials and manufacturing processes. But this vehicle has quite a bit of TI content, and it's a great representation of the different ICE type products that we produce 100 years later, to include the not only the fuel bundles under the hood, but also the gasoline direct injected fuel rails, as well as the dual fuel pumps that are in the tank of this vehicle. And meanwhile, we've been able to expand over those 100 years to all of the OEMs around the world and all the major markets around the world, so that we're still today, after decades, maintaining the number one market leadership position for these type of products.
They tell me you won some awards with this car, too.
We have. We've won the Automotive News Pace Innovation Award for our technology that's represented on this vehicle. And we're very proud of that, because it's just another representation of the strong technology leadership position that TI Fluid Systems maintains.
So we're going from what may be one of the most incredible internal combustion engine cars to the next generation here. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is the new propulsion technology that the world is moving to with full battery electric vehicles. And this is the Ford Mustang Mach-E 100% full battery electric vehicle.
Bill, I've actually test driven the Mach-E. I know a lot about it, but what I need to learn more about is the content that TI Fluid Systems has on it.
Yeah, well, John, TI has been very fortunate to be able to work on the ground floor with the Ford engineers around the refrigerant requirements to cool the cabin for the necessary comfort. And when you remove the engine from a car, you present some new challenges, technical challenges, as it relates to cabin comfort. And we're very excited, because we've got some exciting solutions that we want to show you later today on how we will deal with that to provide the optimized cabin comfort from an efficient electric vehicle means.
I understand too, the Mach-E is not the only electric car that you've got a lot of content on.
No, it's not. Let me show you another one.
Oh, Bill, you've got a Volkswagen all-electric ID4. You've got to tell me about the content you've got on this one.
Yeah, John, we're really proud of TI Fluid Systems supplying of this vehicle, because it highlights our most recent global evolution, our breakthrough high-volume global platform for Volkswagen's ID3 vehicle for Europe and this ID4 now launching here in the United States. We supply complete chassis thermal coolant loops for the battery electrification systems and have been on the ground floor working with the Volkswagen engineers as they launch new refrigeration fluid technology for the cabin comfort that improves electric vehicle range and reduces consumers' anxiety. This global vehicle platform is our first steps in executing our evolutionary strategy, which we started a few years ago. And worth noting, this battery electric vehicle has more fluid handling content than the internal combustion engine it replaces. Our Chief Operating Officer, Hans Diligens, will highlight more details on these products and technologies later in our agenda.
Bill, tell us more, please, about TI Fluid Systems' evolution.
I'd be happy to. Our theme today is fluid evolution, and this is an important inflection point for the company. You know, technology is an evolutionary change, not revolutionary, in the auto industry, especially safety-related products. We will show how we are evolving our products from internal combustion engines to electric vehicles, and with seamless or fluid transition for the next generation of our company. I have automotive blood flowing through my veins, and so I appreciate the emotional connection with the artistic style, design, and engineering. But to really understand TI Fluid Systems, we need to peel away the skin so you can see our core capabilities and competencies. So let's take a look at our complete range of fluid products, our business strategy, and how we are positioned to continue to be the number one market leader for fluid handling for electric vehicles over the next 100 years. When you peel back the skin, you can see that there are multiple fluids used on an automobile, and we are considered experts in light vehicle fluid handling, that being the storage, delivery, and carrying of the fluids. Keep in mind that our products are performance critical. The car will not function without these products, and they cannot be easily replaced or resourced in terms of the OEMs moving from one supplier to the next. It does happen occasionally, but at the end of the day, this is a fairly steady and stable business. That's why we call it a sticky business. Once you've been sourced a product, you are typically on the vehicle for its life. And in our case, we've been successfully winning replacement models of generations to come. These products are designed and engineered specifically for each vehicle. We enjoy very close relationships with our customers, and we collaborate with them early on around the design and development of our products. And keep in mind that while our products are relatively low in cost compared to the cost of the vehicle, they are significant, which we consider a strong proposition, and at the end of the day, a major contributor in terms of creating value. Now, this display represents how we go to market. It really shows what a vehicle would look like with all of TI's available products today. So while we would likely never be sourced every product on one vehicle, if we were, it would look something like this. But this display best represents, in terms of our division structure, in our Fluid Carrying Systems division, having 54% of our revenue and having products that are shown here, such as our brake and fuel lines, our sophisticated powertrain components that are made by FCS, as well as our cabin comfort, heating and cooling, to provide that necessary cabin comfort for the driver and the passengers. Our FTDS division, which is 46% of our revenue mix, would produce products as shown in the back end of the car here, which would start with the filler tube for the fuel filling, the fuel tank, the fuel delivery module with the level sender, and other various fuel system components. Now, if you looked at a vehicle like this, it probably also best represents what a hybrid electric vehicle content would be for TI. Now, we talked about that content being upwards of 700 euro per car of addressable content opportunity for TI Fluid Systems, keeping in mind that a hybrid electric vehicle has two propulsion systems, both an electric propulsion as well as an internal combustion engine propulsion system. So we see that propulsion opportunity really only being in place in the short term and medium term, because eventually hybrid vehicles will be replaced fully by battery electric vehicles. Now, with a hybrid, the battery power is typically packaged in the rear of the vehicle, and that is a result of the way cars are packaged when they are hybrid, as opposed to doing a battery electric vehicle from scratch. But this is a very good display that shows the range of products that we could produce and the content opportunity that exists in this hybrid configuration, or how we go to market today. What we've put together here is a representation of the internal combustion engine products that we supply in today's environment. So we start back here with the fuel filler tube, which is something that we blow mold. That is where you actually do the fueling of the vehicle on the rear quarter panel of most cars, down through into the fuel tank, which is located here, which also includes the fuel delivery module and the fuel level sender, which actually sends the signal to your dashboard to tell you how much fuel is in the tank. And that fuel then also includes vapor lines that manage the vapors in the fuel. So while the fuel is liquid, it still has vapors that are created by the fuel moving around. Well, that fuel then is delivered up to the engine through the fuel line in this chassis bundle, goes up to the engine compartment, and is delivered to the engine through the gasoline direct injected fuel rails that we produce in today's internal combustion engines. Now, for this display, we have removed the cabin comfort technology, and it's shown out separately. That is the three refrigerated lines or loops and the heating lines that provide heat for the cabin comfort. Also, the content that we supply today for internal combustion engines are the brake lines, which originate near the foot pedal, the brake pedal of the car, on the firewall, and go through each of the four corners of the vehicle for the foundation brakes. So when we look at the total opportunity of internal combustion engine content, we view this today as 200 euro of content opportunities for TI Fluid Systems. This display is for our full battery electric vehicle demonstrator, and it shows the various thermal products, the lines and the connections and connectors that we produce today for full battery electric vehicles. What this vehicle has are many different components that need to be heated and cooled, and we provide the thermal solutions for that heating and cooling. Now, we have in fact removed the refrigeration and cooling and heating systems for cabin comfort off on a separate display, and we'll talk more about those in detail later. But this assembly that you see here includes those primary thermal components that do the heating and the cooling of the various electric vehicle components, such as the battery assemblies, the power electronics, the driver's assistance systems, for example, on battery electric vehicles, as well as the charging mechanism, which also requires cooling in the electric vehicle. Now, shown here are products that we produce or we envision to produce in the next phase, but the orange-colored products are those adjacencies or products that we do not produce today. They are, however, products that we could produce in the future. And what's shown here in blue are products that we do not envision that TI Fluid Systems would likely produce in the future. And when we look at the total content opportunities of this battery electric vehicle, we see the 400 euro range of components that we've been able to validate with our new business wins that we talked about today. So we're pretty excited about this display and it being able to show you the various electric vehicle components that are produced by TI Fluid Systems. I would like to take a minute and wrap up our under-the-skin look. To summarize our vehicle platform layouts, first, a typical internal combustion engine car, or ICE, has several fluid systems. The brake system uses metallic lines and bundle assemblies that connect your foot pedal to the individual front and rear brakes at the wheel ends. The engine fuel system requires a storage tank with internal pump delivery, level sensor, and emissions venting. From there, the fuel is carried in the fuel line bundles towards the front of the car and to the engine. And lastly, cabin comfort has coolant rubber hoses that are used for heating, and there are line assemblies for the refrigeration to thermal loop. This total ICE vehicle layout has approximately 200 euros of content opportunity for TI. When electrification is added to an ICE vehicle, it becomes what we call an HEV, and that hybrid propulsion system requires additional thermal loops. The engine and cabin comfort heating also become more complex. There are underhood line assemblies that are used to route the engine coolant to the electric motor drive and the power electronics. Also, the chassis line assemblies direct flow from the front of the vehicle to the mid and or rear mounted batteries. And at the battery, there are additional thermal lines that carry hot and cold coolant in, out, and around the cells or packs. In addition, fuel tanks need to be more sophisticated by adding pressure-resistant features for the extended driving range in the electric mode. So hybrid electrification can add 50 to 500 euros of product content to our ICE base of 200 euros content per vehicle, depending on the range of hybrid vehicle's electric mode, for a total of 250 to 700 euro of content opportunity for TI. When converting from HEV to BEV, the vehicle results in the elimination of the gas engine, fuel lines, and the fuel tank assembly. Thermal heating now becomes an issue without an engine. So there's a need to change and add features to the cabin comfort thermal loops. It is shown here in the green color. There's also a need to expand thermal coolant heat transfer, fluid storage, and delivery systems for the added battery electric range. We are very engaged in integrating thermal modular assemblies for these fluid functions. Hans will highlight more on this later. And to maximize the EV range, the battery sizes increase, so there are even more added thermal lines. In summary, the brake system shown here in blue remains through all vehicle platforms. The green EV summarizes the full conversion to full battery electrification. In the front of the vehicle, we are showing the extensive coolant thermal loops for fluid distribution. We currently view today's BEVs as having approximately 400 euros of fluid handling content. This is double or more than today's ICE content per vehicle for TI. And in addition to electrification, the trend of autonomous driving also adds even more thermal loops for complex sensors and electronic computing systems. These added chassis lines direct hot and cold coolant from the battery through a pump. The coolant is used in body-mounted power electronic products and then distributed to remote-mounted laser or radar sensors. And all of this will be an additional content opportunity for TI in the future. And the value will be heavily aligned with the OEM-specific autonomous system supplier and vehicle layout. These pictorials hopefully help reinforce our main message today that electrification is very positive for TI and that our evolution strategy is solid. Looking at the potential magnitude of the addressable markets of the additional BEV content I discussed, our opportunity nearly doubles between today and the year 2028. This growth is great and offers a strong market for all of our products. Focusing in on the electrified portion of this, you can see the scale at 2.5 times that of the ICE market, or 24 billion euro for HEV and BEV combined by 2028. Significant by any means, we are excited for this additional content opportunity. Bottom line, electric vehicles offer TI double or more fluid handling content than ICE vehicles. So speaking to the megatrends around the regulatory requirements, we have the emissions reduction and the fuel efficiency improvements as key drivers. Those are really driving now this significant move towards hybrid and electric vehicles. This is the way by which the OEMs can meet the regulatory requirements, and they are inherent revenue and technology drivers for our business. Some calculations show OEMs need to have 45% of their fleet electrified to meet these legislative requirements. If you look specifically at the fuel efficiency standards and how they will increase over time, you can see that they will continue to increase over the next several years. This is not optional for the OEMs. And at the end of the day, those increased standards drive a higher content opportunity for TI. Our fluid evolution strategy addresses these fuel efficiency and reduced emissions megatrends. At the same time, these regulatory requirements drive more market opportunity for TI with our value-enhancing solutions. We can confirm this or validate this through a series of facts shown over the next few slides. Let's start with our new business wins over the last 4 years. We see our new business wins from 2017 to 2020 that are associated with electric vehicles growing steadily to last year's win mix at 47%. This well exceeds the anticipated propulsion mix in the short term. Further validation of our success is shown on this slide. Those same BEV wins from 2018 to 2020 are growing in terms of CPV on average and in maximum. We see our average CPV of 2020 wins on BEVs to be more than double that of all ICE product wins. Our maximum win CPV for BEVs in 2020 is approximately 480 euro. This clearly validates that BEVs offer TI more fluid handling business opportunity than ICEs. Another exciting set of metrics is our significant leading product representation level on the 46 new BEVs launching between last year and 2022. TI will have fluid handling content on 67% of those new BEVs. Furthermore, 50% of those new BEVs will have TI's electric vehicle thermal products. These launches span 8 OEMs across 3 regions, and Hans will show you some of these key electric vehicles in his presentation. This strong product representation level is evidence that TI's electrification strategy is progressing well. In summary, our fluid evolution strategy has been and will continue to be successful. Electrification drives more CPV for TI. Our content has nicely grown, as we've shown, and our full expectation is for this positive trend to continue. Today's current BEV content, including the cabin comfort products, exceeds 400-year-old. And most exciting is the potential for even more CPV. Hans will present some new product developments for BEVs that will offer even more organic revenue growth and higher CPVs in the near term. We see this additional potential in the 100 to 200-year-old range. These new products are solutions to further integrate components, combining functionality in more efficient ways, and add more content per vehicle as we grow. And to think, we are only in the early days of this exciting evolution to electric vehicles. Our fluid evolution strategy has been and will continue to be successful. Electrification drives more CPV for TI. Our content has nicely grown, as we've shown, and our full expectation is for this positive trend to continue. Today's current BEV content, including the cabin comfort products, exceeds 400 euro. And most exciting is the potential for even more CPV. We see this additional potential in the 100 to 200 euro range. These new products are solutions to further integrate components, combining functionality in more efficient ways, and add more content per vehicle as we grow. I am pleased today to also update you on some of the important aspects of our strategy before moving on to Hans and his discussion on our division's business segments and new electric vehicle innovations. So I'd now like to direct your attention and remind you of our key investment propositions. These five pillars are the foundation of what makes this company great and resilient. In a few slides that follow, I will address each one specifically, from our strong experienced management team to our focus on growth and transition to electric vehicles, and of course, our resilient margin and cash flow. It's even more important today that I share with you some views on our continued commitment to make vehicles greener and the world a cleaner and healthier place to live. In the end, this recipe I see as the basis for our sustainable business model and our continued commitment to do what we say we will do. Here again, like our last capital markets event, is an overview of the company. Like I mentioned earlier, we're coming up on our 100-year birthday, and we continue to cement our expertise in automotive light vehicle fluid handling, that being the storage, delivery, and carrying of those automotive fluids. This past year, we have been making the point to demonstrate our successful progress on our transition to hybrid and battery electric vehicles. These electric vehicles offer a significant increase in automotive fluid handling products, and as we have just shown a few moments ago, quite a bit of content has to be added to the vehicle to heat and cool critical electric vehicle components. This is positive for TI. It's a very exciting time for our company, and we're proud to share that with you today. The business remains very diversified, and we'll talk more about that in a few moments. Despite the most challenging year in the history of the global automotive industry, we were able to once again demonstrate our resiliency and continue our very competitive, flexible cost structure to deliver the strong financial results that you see here for 2020. I think you will find that these are well above average in comparison to other Tier 1 auto suppliers in 2020. Growth in line with global light vehicle production, positive adjusted EBIT, and positive and significant free cash flow, all of which Ron will attest to without the needs of any capital raise, something the entire team at TI Fluid Systems takes great pride in. Moving now to our business model, I wanted to share again with you the so-called recipe that underpins the resilience of our business and the one that, as I mentioned earlier, was the foundation for being able to deliver our steady and stable results. As this image shows, it's really a collection of several aspects or attributes that are the DNA of the company. The experienced management team is instrumental in tackling the opportunities and risks the automotive business involves, and they are the ones using the playbook, driving the levers, focused on fixed cost management and consistent discipline across all financial control areas. The benefits of our optimized vertical integration and lower cost footprint enables, firstly, competitive manufacturing conversion, secondly, lower CapEx required to support the transition to electrification, And lastly, diversification across regions and customers that all come together to support strong profit and cash generation. This is sustainable profit and cash generation. Also important at this time, as we continue to manage through this global pandemic, and the very reason that this event is virtual, is to highlight our company's response in dealing with COVID-19. You can see from our COVID response that we acted early and quickly in 2020 to take steps to protect and prioritize the safety of our employees, their families, and our communities. Health and safety remains our company's number one priority. We continue to utilize remote working where possible for our staff functions and follow detailed health and safety protocols with enhanced workplace and manufacturing measures. These include temperature checks, protective facial coverings, social distancing, improved hygiene procedures, modified work proximities, and altered shift patterns for all of our production locations. We were proud to supply our one-size-fits-all AirFlex tube solution for the Ford 3M powered air purifying respiratory systems that help meet the urgent need for protective equipment for our frontline healthcare workers in the United States. It's clear that these efforts have and will continue to greatly limit the impact of COVID-19 infections across our employees, communities, and has enabled all of the group's production facilities to safely reopen and remain operational. Another important area of our business strategy is the environment. As we reported last year, TI Fluid Systems was pleased to announce that we've been awarded the London Stock Exchange Green Economy Mark, recognizing the scale of environmental benefit that TI's products and technologies provide to the global automotive market. As a leading global manufacturer of highly engineered fluid and thermal management systems, TI products and systems enable vehicle manufacturers to sustainably reduce carbon dioxide emissions and improve fuel economy across all vehicle types, especially hybrid and battery electric vehicles. We are proud to play an important role in making cars greener and the world a cleaner place to live. I would like to address a topic we are all aware of now more than ever, the need for change in diversity and inclusion. The incidents last year in the United States raised the attention across the world to legitimately tackle systemic racism and embrace the benefits of diversity and inclusion on a worldwide basis. TI Fluid Systems takes this call to action seriously, and at an all-employee meeting soon after the deeply troubling and tragic murder of George Floyd in the United States, I decided it was time to address this issue head-on. We promptly created a diversity and inclusion committee to support our management team in our common mission to embrace a culture that is diverse and inclusive. To date, we have embarked on a focus of inclusion as a foundational element to our program and engaged a global cultural advisor to help shape our initiatives, which began with the assessment of 300 of our global top managers' propensity to be inclusive. The result will shape a more comprehensive approach to inclusivity, and I look forward to continuing to share our success and insights as we take this important journey forward. Moving on now to what many of you already know as one of the true strengths of this great company is our customer diversity. This chart shows our customer mix for 2020, which we continue to believe is best in class compared to other Tier 1 suppliers. You can see that no one customer represents greater than 13% of our revenue, which provides us a fair amount of strength through this balanced portfolio. Important to mention also is that these customer positions are based on long, multi-decade trusted relationships with close engineering collaboration and with the key decision makers in purchasing around the world. We enjoy a strategic supplier positioning with many of these customers, which gives us, along with the other attributes of our company, a strong position in winning new business. We're very proud of our customer portfolio, and it's an important part of the company's success. Moving now to regional diversity, you can see here our highly diverse geographical revenue mix around the globe. We are not dependent on any one region, which allows us a natural mitigation to regional volume trends. This geographic distribution is the result of TI Fluid Systems manufacturing in each and every corner of the globe near where cars are built, supporting the various brands from the major OEMs. Keeping in mind that the majority of our 26,000 employees are located in close proximity to the OEM assembly plants, which is a key attribute of our company and our extensive global position. We have 107 manufacturing locations around the world. Whether a process plant that does the initial fabrication of the product or the final assembly location, this global footprint enables our products to be shipped just in time to our customers where they build their cars. Our four engineering technical centers are located across the main automotive regions of the world and support application, production, and advanced engineering activities. Also important to note is our presence in China, where we are viewed as a local supplier and all of our 14 manufacturing locations are wholly owned. We've been there for over 30 years and our business is managed by Chinese nationals, which is an advantage as well. Our business in China is very successful and a huge asset for TI. I would like to revisit one of the major tailwinds which we anticipate will continue to support our revenue outperformance, that being electrification. This event is called Fluid Evolution for several reasons. One, our divisions are collaborating together with a global focus on electrified vehicles. Two, this is not a revolutionary event, as it will take some time for the OEMs to validate and release new electrified vehicles, not to mention the need for more EV infrastructure. And lastly, three, for us this is a natural evolution of applying our existing know-how to solve fluid problems with innovative ideas. I'm excited to have Hans present some of our new breakthroughs in fluid products and electrification-specific technology. And we can confirm today that our electric vehicle strategy initiated several years ago has been effective. Our specific OEM focus with our lightweight nylon materials and existing manufacturing processes has paid off. We are now well positioned for our evolution. So here you can see the long-term forecast is shifting the majority of vehicles by the year 2028 to electrified vehicles, those being either a hybrid electric or battery electric vehicle. This electric vehicle segment grows at 26% compounded annual growth rate, the results in a 57% share of global vehicle production in 2028 and represents a significant growth opportunity for our thermal products and systems on hybrid and battery electric vehicles. Remember, there's more fluid handling content on EVs than ICEs. In addition, for hybrids specifically, we have a strong opportunity with the need for advanced pressure-resistant fuel tanks to optimize the vehicle's efficiency and electric range. As we discussed earlier, we are very excited about these opportunities, and Hans will go into a lot more detail on our current business, key electric vehicle wins, and new technologies on the horizon. My key message is that it's a great time for TI, and we are fully confident in our ability to pivot well and profitably in the transition to electric vehicles.
Good morning and good afternoon. I am Hans Diltjes, Chief Operating Officer at TI, and it's great to be here with you and present today. I would first like to talk to you about FCS, our Fluid Carrying Systems division, and the FCS business model. You can see here we have five main points unique to our business model, starting with our vertical integration. We are truly a vertically integrated business. We basically make from the strip of steel to the finished brake lines, and we extrude and injection mold plastic lines and quick connectors. We make powertrain parts, thermal parts, and related assemblies and sub-assemblies all close to our customers. We're also a leading product technology supplier with a vast global footprint. Actually, we have 81 manufacturing facilities all over the world which allow us to supply directly and locally to our customers. This service has always been a key strength of the division. I will show you our leading market shares in the next materials. We also have a low-cost manufacturing footprint, as you will see later, with about 75% of our employees in low-cost countries. This is what we feel a strong model, and this is how we operate. If you look at our product overview, what is supplied through our FCS division. First, we have the brake and fuel lines, and I will talk more about those later. We do also supply powertrain products, and very importantly, for all vehicles, and especially for electrified vehicles, our thermal products. But I do think this picture gives you a nice view of what we can do for a car today and, of course, for tomorrow. Now, if you look first at the thermal products, you can see two distinct different sorts of product lines. First is what we call refrigerant products, and I will come back to that, what that really means. Secondly, we have the coolant hoses and lines that we do manufacture and assemble together into thermal loops. These constructs provide either cooling or heating into the different parts of all vehicles, but again, more importantly so for our hybrid and battery electrical vehicles. If you look underneath the vehicle, you can see the brake and fuel lines and how they can be bundled. This is the major part of our current business. These brake lines are mainly in steel with different coatings to comply to the different OEM requirements, but we also supply a lot of plastic mono and multi-layer applications offering weight savings and more economical solutions for fuel lines. Please do note we have in-house quick connector designs, development and manufacture. We assemble these onto our products and supply to our customers. What is also important are the 600 FCS issued and pending patents worldwide. This is part of what makes us a leading technology supplier. I spoke previously about our vast footprint, but here you can see we are present in all continents close to the customers. This is an important, as FCS is in many respects also a service organization, offering directly at the customer or service in case something needs to change or supply needs to ramp up quickly. You can also see that 75% of employees are in the low-cost countries, and note we have two advanced technology centers, mainly located in Germany, where we develop the future products for the next 5, 10 to 15 years. This is our market share. You can see we are the number one market leader with approximately 1/3 market share. Now, I do think this is an interesting picture here, and I would like to take a minute on this slide. The question we are addressing is, with the FCS product lines, what is the market we can address currently? Well, in 2020, to our view, this is $17 billion of market, whereof about $13 billion was in the combustion engine and about $2.7 billion in pure electrical vehicles, with the rest in hybrids. Now, given the additional content that is available to us in hybrids and also in electrical vehicles, our addressable market almost doubles by 2028. I spoke a bit about our product technology, but here you can see these lightweight lines and connectors for both the coolant side as for the refrigerant side into these electrified cars. We have applications suitable for all pressures and temperature settings. On the coolant side, a full range of rubber hoses, aluminium tubes, but even more importantly, multi-layer nylon plastic solutions exist. These multi-layer nylon lines are developed in-house and have been a key success in expanding into this market. Further to that, we have quick connectors, in-house designed, developed, and manufactured. Now, on the refrigerant side, we are mainly using aluminium rubber technology, but we do have technology for changing some of these aluminium rubber constructs into plastic nylon tubes. It provides TI good growth potential in this area. Now, shown here is an application for coolant lines for the new Jeep Wrangler 4xe, hybrid electrical vehicle, which has an EV product produced by TI. This is what we call a traditional construct using aluminium rubber and our connectors, all fully assembled in-house. If you look at another TI example here, we talk about the EV coolant lines for the Hyundai Kia SUV segment. In this new application, we have been able to switch fully from the traditional aluminium rubber construct into plastic construct. This has about 440,000 lifetime units, so a very exciting part of our business going forward. Another TI-supplied assembly is the Hyundai IONIQ 5. This is a platform that Hyundai will be using to build multiple electrified vehicles of one called Skateboard. And in this case, all are battery electrical vehicles. We do have the underhood thermal lines, the battery thermal lines, the motor drive thermal lines, and all are in nylon plastic with quick connectors. So here, we are able to do a full transfer of the aluminium construct into plastic. TI's lightweight nylon strategy for electric vehicles is now successfully underway in production, and it validates our value to our customers. Another and very exciting new launch for TI, and what Bill also referred to, is the Volkswagen ID.3 and ID.4. Here you can see that we have a combination of a nylon multi-layer lines, connections, and aluminum rubber constructs. Obviously, this is quite a high volume of 1.8 million units lifetime running over 10 years. We manufacture these products mainly in our facility in Morocco and supply to the different Volkswagen brands. With this, Volkswagen cannot just save on the economical side, but also quite considerably on the weight side. Note that Volkswagen was one of the first to change from the traditional aluminum rubber constructs into the plastic construct with TI fluid systems. Last but not least, I would like to talk to you also about an all-new and exciting product for TI, the Cabin Comfort Heat Pump. This is a CO2-based refrigeration system, which I will explain to you better later, but it is an integrated thermal modular valve assembly. We are in full volume production for Volkswagen for about 1 million units. It is a valve module which includes all the accumulator and brackets. We manufacture these fluid lines and do the full assembly and testing in a clean room environment. This is obviously a very interesting application for us going forward. So as a summary, we can offer this lightweight thermal fluid handling solutions meeting all customer requirements. We do have, as I showed you, a family of these economical nylon lines and quick connector solutions for all different requirements. We have truly a unique position resulting from our vast footprint and our know-how into this field. We have launched many successful key programs, a few of them which I just showed you. Last but not least, what is important is that we are also leveraging our assets, both tangible as intangible. I'm specifically referring to our existing material know-how and manufacturing processes that we are so known for. It is truly an evolution using technologies we have had for many years. It is know-how we have today. In short, I hope you better understand that we are very well positioned for this continued growth in the hybrid and battery vehicles using these new thermal technologies. Welcome to the new product line technology overview. Bill explained the need for different cooling and heating steps in an electrified vehicle, but I wish to point out again that basically we have two main reasons why cooling and heating are so important in these electrical cars. First, electrical batteries operate at their maximum efficiency between a tight temperature range, typically between 20 and 25 degrees C, and mostly optimum around room temperature. Other components in the electrical vehicle, like fast charging units, electronic components, motors, also LiDAR sensors, or autonomous vehicles, require tight temperature operating ranges to operate at maximum efficiency. Operating the battery pack over or under a certain temperature will not only affect the performance of the battery and the driving range, but also can negatively impact the lifetime expectations of these expensive battery packs, especially at elevated temperatures. At 45 to 50 degrees C, lifetime expectation performance can be reduced significantly. It is therefore imperative to assure batteries remain in a controlled temperature range. Secondly, when it comes to the driver and the passengers, it's important the cabin is cooled in summer through the air conditioning system and it's obviously heated in winter. For electrical vehicles, this forms a considerable challenge. Given all the cabin heating and cooling, what we call the cabin comfort, is drawn its energy from the battery pack. This energy drain from the battery pack results in a considerable negative impact on the car's driving range. We will show some more information later on this subject, but as a rule of thumb, heating the cabin at minus 10 degrees Celsius outside temperature using an electrical heater can consume up to 50% of the driving range. This is important to understand. Looking now a bit closer to the heating and cooling needs of the battery electrical vehicle market, this is exactly where TIFS can, will, and is playing an important role given our specific background in fluid handling, now called fluid evolution. Bringing this cooling and heating needs a step further, we can generally distinguish two different systems taking care of the vehicle's cooling and heating needs. First, the refrigerant system, shown here in blue color. This system is like your refrigerator at home. It basically ensures a compartment of the system is cooled by removing heat. This is what you feel when you open the refrigerator door. This heat on its turn is transported to another compartment where the heat is released. This is often at the back of your refrigerator. For a car, this is a very similar system, and it's how you get cooled air into the cabin. The transport of the heat happens through a fluid that we call refrigerant. It is clear that transporting fluids through the vehicle is where TI Fluid Systems has 100 years of experience. Now note that the refrigerant system not only takes care of the cabin cooling, but it also takes care of cooling a secondary system in the car with another liquid. So other parts of the electrical vehicle, like batteries or other components, can be cooled down and operate at ideal temperatures. Now, this brings me to the coolant system shown here in green color. It is a loop or loops of tubes transporting the coolant, in many cases glycol, to the different parts of the car, mainly the battery packs. This coolant liquid is pumped through these specific lines. It absorbs the heat from the battery packs and transfers it finally into the radiator or out to the atmosphere. It is clear, however, that both the refrigerant and coolant system offer great opportunity for TI Fluid Systems, given the extensive amount of fluid handling that is required in the form of tubes, hoses, connectors, sensors, pumps, valves, controls, sub-assemblies, and assemblies. I am very pleased to present some of our new innovative ideas that leverage our existing capabilities and competencies in new ways on these thermal fluids for battery electrical vehicles. For the electrical vehicle end user, the best value we can provide is to focus on efficiency and performance. We need to quite simply get the right fluid to the right place at the right time, at the right temperature, and with the right pressure and flow. We can apply this principle onto the two main fluid systems as shown. For the blue color schematic of the heat pump system with refrigerant lines, this requires thermal loops of assembled lines with key connections, switching valves, and sensors. For the green color schematic of the modular assemblies with coolant fluid, there are multiple coolant loops that provide a significant opportunity to integrate functions and optimize materials for lightweight solutions. Now let's go into detail and confirm our new product and manufacturing process technology introductions in these two fluid systems. First, let us start with the refrigerant system. Integrated air conditioning or refrigerant systems were first introduced back into the 1950s to provide cool and dry air for vehicle passenger comfort and windscreen visibility. In a warm and hot weather, a traditional air conditioning system operates through a one-way flow of refrigerant fluid through different components. This is what we call a refrigerant system or air conditioning system. You can see in this animation how a typical refrigerant system works and how the refrigerant is transported through the different components of that system. As said, one side will provide cooling for the cabin or for the coolant system, and the other side will generate heat. This is the basic process of how cooling works in a traditional air conditioning system. I wish to point to the different lines and hoses. This is where TI Fluid Systems can, has been, and will continue to make a difference. We named these lines refrigerant loops, given they form a single flow loop in the system. Please note that these loops could contain a significant amount of adjacent components like connectors, clips, valves, receiver dryers, accumulators, and so forth, that in many cases form part of our subsystem supply. we have successfully provided these traditional air conditioning refrigerant loops to the global automotive industry for decades now. These refrigerant lines are currently made of aluminium and rubber materials to meet the pressures and temperature requirements. We have vast experience in these constructs in design, development, and manufacturing, which is mainly brazing, laser welding, crimping, fastening, assembly, and testing. But again, I wish to point out that TI Fluid Systems is making an exciting fluid evolution here by changing the materials of some of these lines, what is mainly the liquid and suction line, into a plastic nylon construct. The benefit here is mainly for our customers and end users, given the nylon-based loops will be lightweight and economical. But they offer TI Fluid Systems a path to enhanced engagement, growth, and a value into this area. Note that customer samples provided to several OEMs for future electrical vehicle refrigerant systems typically have a material weight saving up to 60% using nylon plastic instead of aluminium rubber. Additionally, TI engages in assembly of some of these adjacent components into subsystems, and we use our manufacturing know-how and proximity to our customers to supply these lines and subsystems directly and locally. Note that past model electrical vehicles have maintained this basic loop for cabin cooling, and also note that every electrical vehicle needs one. When it concerns cabin heating, though, in the traditional combustion engine vehicle, cabin heating comes from the engine. But since an electrical vehicle has no internal combustion engine, a new source of heat energy is typically provided by an electrical heater. Here lies the engineering challenge. An electrical heater in an electrical vehicle can shorten the driving range up to 50%, mainly at cold temperatures, as it uses the electrical energy from the batteries. So minimizing the battery energy for the electrical vehicle's auxiliary functions, that's the goal. Solving this technical challenge for improved electrical vehicle efficiency adds significant value to an OEM, the end user, but also to suppliers. The new benchmark electrical vehicles and next electrical vehicle model application trend is to provide cabin and battery heating and cooling by using a new solution called the heat pump system. The heat pump principle requires the ability to reverse or redirect the flow to heat exchangers in the loop. Many OEMs are, or will be, applying this heat pump system. Especially Volkswagen has been one of the first movers, but also Stellantis, Volvo, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Ford, General Motors, and many others are embracing the technology. Now, why would you switch an electrical vehicle design from a standard electrical heater into this more expensive heat pump system? The reason is electrical power consumption. Electrical power consumption for the battery. Looking at an electrical vehicle with a driving range up to 400 to 480 kilometers under ambient conditions, switching on the air conditioning can reduce the range by 10 to 15%. At cold temperatures, turning on the cabin heater can cut the drive range almost in half, as explained previously. This significant reduction can lead to range anxiety or would eventually require bigger battery packs or guarantee range. But batteries are expensive. So by using the heat pumps, we can regain around 20 to 25% of that loss in range, given the heat pump system is significantly more efficient, especially at cold temperatures. Note that in general, a heat pump can generate 3 times more heating power than it consumes in electrical power compared to this electrical heater. A heat pump is just much more efficient. Another element you notice is the use of different refrigerant fluids. OEMs use 2 main refrigerants, what's called R1234YF and R744. Now, the R1234YF is a refrigerant with ultra-low global warming potential, and it is therefore widely used in the automotive application. R744, or carbon dioxide refrigerant, is also growing in this application. The use of CO2 as a refrigerant is more complex due to the higher temperatures and pressures. But however, the CO2-based systems offer another 5 to 10% of drive range improvement at cold temperatures, which is significant. This CO2-based heat pump is currently offered by Volkswagen on the ID.3 and ID.4, and TI Fluid Systems is supplying an important subsystem for this application, as shown. As said, we supply all the lines, the subassembly, manufactured under special clean room conditions. It is our view this system has the potential to further grow in the industry given its driving range enhancements. And TI is perfectly placed with our technology and manufacturing to take full benefit of this potential growing market. Looking at the heat pump system, this two-way flow is key, and traditional lines, hoses, and connectors are now performing both functions of providing heating and cooling. This means traditional lines must be enhanced for added requirements and cycle life, with additional valve and sensor content required. The heat pump content is higher due to the inclusion of components and our ability to supply subsystems. A typical combustion engine refrigerant loop is approximately 20 to 40 euros per vehicle. On electrical vehicles, R1234YF heat pump loops and subsystems can be up to 200 euros on average per vehicle for TI. This equates to a significant increase in content per vehicle. Now, looking at CO2 heat pump systems and subsystems, the CPV can go up to 400 euros. Both fluid heat pump systems offer great revenue growth opportunities for TI Fluid Systems. We have expanded from our past air conditioning technologies with a new heat pump product portfolio. We have focused on optimizing the fluid flow and temperature characteristics to enhance material selections, joint connections, and integration of valves and sensors. We are doing very well in this business area, and we will soon launch into production other heat pump-related products with various OEMs. Please find here an example of how we can support the heat pump lines and business with our existing material solutions. You can see the extensive need for lines, fluid handling, connectors, and components in this sort of an application. In 2020, 33% of the electrical vehicles use a heat pump system, but the market is rapidly adapting. By 2028, it is expected the heat pump application to grow to 70% of the electrical vehicle population. TI is a supplier of these heat pumps today, and we will capitalize on this significant and exciting growing trend. I'm sure you can understand better now how the heat pumps offer additional value, more CPV and growth opportunity for TI, but also our customers and all our partners. Last but not least, TI can be the system integrator when it comes to subsystems in the heat pump system. We can offer our know-how in assembling, testing, and manufacturing in a clean room environment. This clean environment is a very important feature, and TI has a long experience in this field. We offer great benefit through our vast and best cost country footprint. In summary, our value creation in this growth of heat pump systems is due to the increase in the number of thermal loops with increased integration of adjacent components. This technology is truly a fluid e-volution high-growth electrical vehicle product line. We just spoke about the refrigeration system and the great opportunities for TI. When we look at the coolant system, however, which is different than a refrigeration system, I wish to walk through some of the new developments TI is leading in this area as well. The coolant system typically uses glycol, not refrigerant. Important to know is that based on the OEM's original knowledge, many of the first generation electrical vehicles' coolant system use the known materials of rubber and aluminium. This allowed OEMs to launch their cars more rapidly by using existing technology from their ICE vehicle experience. However, the clear disadvantage of the rubber and aluminium is weight and cost. This is driving new launch models or recent awards to transition to lightweight nylon plastic solutions, as we mentioned in our divisional update. We will continue to influence plastic line conversion using our multi-layer plastic lines and connector know-how. But for complex assemblies, better and importantly more integrated solutions are required. This is one of TI's many strengths. I am therefore very excited to introduce the future of our next generation electrical vehicle products called our integrated thermal modular assemblies. I would like to first explain this newest development, ITMA, or the integrated thermal manifold. What we have seen in the market is complex coolant line routings with many tubes, connections, and chassis connection points. In this example here, you can see up to 5 tubes assembled on a bracket with all adjacent lines and components. A pretty complex assembly with many subparts. Our engineers have analyzed these complex structures and came with a whole new and exciting integration approach using our blow molding technology we have in-house from our FTDS division. We have developed, with patent-pending features, the ability to evolve this blow molding technology and produce a one-piece manifold approach. This ITMA technology, for this example, combines now 5 tubes, bracket, and connectors into one single blow molded part, as you can see in this example. This single piece blow molded plastic manifold is quite valuable as it has considerable lower part count. To the example shown, we could reduce the part count from the original 126 parts to 85 parts, or a good 33% of reduction. This drives lower assembly and manufacturing costs. We have less potential leak paths for robustness, a lighter weight, typically 10 to 30%, lower tooling and investment cost. And as said, importantly, it utilizes current blow molding assets from our FTDS division. Another benefit we see is lower flow or other losses in the system given the compact design. And finally, a significantly easier OEM vehicle assembly. As you can see, the manifold can be engineered as a direct substitution for complex bundles, but as we were going through the studies, our engineers have gone further and taken a strong subsystem view, looking into integrate other functions of components and improve electrical vehicle value. This creates a whole new family of new integrated products. The assembly shows that we can take the fluid evolution approach and integrate other components into the ITMA. We've named this the ITMA 1.2 as it is an enhanced version of the ITMA. Typically, the integration could be a fluid flow control valve regulating the direction of the coolant flow, a thermal pump used to pump the coolant liquid through the system, regulators, or sensors. We can integrate all these directly into the blow molded part. Note, the ITMA 1.2 will also increase our content per vehicle potential by the further integration of subcomponents like the pumps, valves, and sensors. I hope you can now clearly see the value. The ITMA manifold product development is completed and is currently in launch in Europe on a leading high volume battery electrical vehicle for a 2023 start of production. We believe that many global OEMs will welcome the value of blow-molded integrated thermal manifolds going forward. This new TI product will be an industry first. It utilizes the existing material and manufacturing process know-how of TI. It's clearly a win-win situation with lower weight, better economics, integration opportunity, robust performance, and increasing content per vehicle. Allow me now to talk about our second new electrical vehicle product for coolant modules, named ITMO, or Integrated Thermal Module Assembly. These modules are designed for a different function in electrical vehicles, that being those cooling needs outside of the cabin comfort. There has been a need in electrical vehicles to store the coolant liquid, what we call an expansion tank, but at the same time integrate components like coolant pumps, switch valves, or flow directions, sensors, chillers, and so forth. The ITMO combines all these features in one component. These complex shape products are typically made of injection molded components that are welded together. Our teams have know-how from decades of injection molding fuel delivery system modules, flanges, filters, and other components. Once again, we use our material and manufacturing know-how and simulations analysis tools to optimize flow and assembly requirements. This example demonstrates how we can integrate fluid storage. What is the coolant reservoir expansion tank? Fluid temperature control. What are the heat exchangers and sensors? Fluid delivery. What are the pumps? And fluid valves directing the flow for a very compact solution. Much like a fuel delivery module today, we envision that these type of modules are very bespoke to each OEM or application and can be engineered for various system types of multiple thermal needs. There are several new vehicle applications that may provide an opportunity for this exciting level of optimization, integration, and influence. TI has been working with several partners to optimize the design and showcase our abilities. Note that the ITMO here adds further and significant CPV to TI given the integration of components and adjacent parts and will over time provide opportunity for further vertical integration. Yet another fluid evolution. Last, I'm very pleased to share with you our latest product idea. We can now combine the ITMA with an ITMO, joining the benefits of the manifold with a module. This innovative idea links most of our capabilities and competencies. This product is also in development and could be ready for application in a couple of years. As Bill mentioned, all of these new products add more content per vehicle on TI for battery electrical vehicles. Now, in summary, our innovations of the last few years have captured the attention of our OEMs as we move from combustion engine components to these innovative products on electrical vehicles. I've shown you how we are evolving from a leading supplier in refrigerant products and especially in heat pumps product area, where a large portion of the electrical vehicle content per vehicle is a reality. I've also shown you how we are evolving with the coolant applications into exciting new integrated thermal assemblies like the ITMA and the ITMO as clear differentiators in the market. This all built from our fluid know-how TI gathered over the many years. But opposite to our competitors, we can use parts of our existing assets, especially our blow molding assets and machines currently used for fuel tanks, to manufacture these ITMAs. This reutilization of assets avoids high level of expenditure while making the transfer to electrification products. The TI team and I are very excited to be able to make a difference in this fluid evolution. Thank you very much for your attention. Welcome to FTDS, or the Fuel Tank and Delivery System Division. First, I would like to start with a similar slide concerning the business model of FTDS. What drives FTDS is mainly the emission and emission legislation, well, both from a hydrocarbons as from a CO2 point of view. And let's start with our vertical integration. We are actually the only global supplier that can design, develop, supply, manufacture the fuel tank, the filler pipe, the fuel delivery module, and the fuel lines all in-house. We do have a leading product technology, especially when it comes to low emissions and hybrid pressurized resistant tank solutions. Our engineering and manufacturing presence, diversified revenue base, and low-cost country focus is all very similar to the FCS business model. Now, if you look at our product overview, you can see we mainly have two product lines. The main one is the plastic fuel tanks, which I will speak about later. The fuel delivery modules, in basic terms, is the device that pumps the fuel from the tank to the engine. But we're also a strong supplier in fuel filler pipes. We transport the fuel from the gas pump into the tank. Now, if you look at this product overview, first from the fuel tank side, we can start with the blow-molded fuel filler pipes. The blow-molded fuel filler pipes can exist in a monolayer, but most now are 6 layers or even up to 7 layers of plastic structures. These different structures are designed to keep the hydrocarbon emissions inside of the filler pipe by utilizing a barrier layer. Further, you can see we have solutions for all specifications and requirements when it comes to the tank market. It is important to note that we make these products in-house and supply these fuel tanks assembled as full system units. For the fuel delivery module products, we have a full range of fuel pumps, modules, and fuel level sensors available, meeting almost every OEM specification in the world. But I would like to point specifically to the brushless fuel pump, which is a growing of importance. A brushless fuel pump, compared to a brushed fuel pump, can save up to 3.5 grams per kilometer of CO2 emissions to our data. Note that in Europe, starting this year, vehicle emissions are limited to 95 grams per kilometer. What makes this saving quite important and attractive to our OEM customers? If you look at our global footprint in FTDS, we are present in all the main automotive hubs across the world. We are also expanding our footprint with a new plant in Chengdu, China, and we recently launched a state-of-the-art facility in South Africa. I also would like to point out that 57% of our employees are in low-cost countries, and we have globally 17% of temporary workers, which offer the flexibility to act quickly in case of volume fluctuations, something most critical for us last spring at the outset of the pandemic. Through our benchmark new technologies, we could maintain our market share for a considerable time as a number three player. But we have been growing very close to a number two position. Noting that competitor B has historically been losing some share and competitor C is mainly established in China. All in all, we are confident in continuing our leading market position. Our hybrid electrical vehicle market share is even stronger than our overall market share, with a strong number two position driven by our benchmark pressure-resistant fuel tank technology. On this technology point, we received a PACE Award for our TAPT process, what is short for Tank Advanced Process Technology. We use this in our hybrid electrical vehicle tank manufacturing. This industry recognition distinguishes TI as an industry leader and innovator. In China, we basically see two market dynamics providing ongoing growth potential. First factor is a considerable steel market that will transfer at some point in time to a plastic fuel tank. This mainly to save weight. Secondly, with China moving to the China 6 legislation, which is one of the world's strictest level of emission legislation, we feel we are perfectly placed given we have the emission technology in production and locally in China. Again, a benefit to our diverse customer and regional portfolio. Last but not least, I would like to point to the fact that this growth of plastic tanks is a reality. When we spoke in September 2019, the plastic share was 60%, where it is now showing 73%. One can see the evolution is going fast, and with hybrid electrical vehicles, we expect similar trends in the world's largest market. Looking now into our technology, which we developed to meet these quite high emission standards. To start, conventional vehicles have a standard blow-molded fuel tank consisting out of 6 different layers. These layers include an emission barrier which traps the hydrocarbons in the inside of the tank and helps protect the environment. When legislation evolved, permeation requirements reduced, and this led us to PZEV, or partial zero emission vehicles. With this solution, we reduce emissions by bringing in the components welded to the outside of the tank to the inside of the tank. Now, evolving from PZEV vehicles, in order to meet further requirements, there is a clear need to accommodate hybrid electrification needs. A hybrid's unique functionality has a very specific issue. The moment you have the electrical propulsion running, the car engine shuts off and pressure begins to build up inside of the fuel tank. Given this unique electric-only state of the hybrid, it requires a specific solution in order to hold this pressure. it needs to be pressure resistant. This is why we call our hybrid tanks pressure resistant fuel tanks. First, we have developed the SPT, or stiffened pressurized tank. With this type of tank, we bring in an injection molded structure into the tank during the blow molding process. This structure secures the top and the bottom of the tank together so it can hold the lower pressure ranges. Secondly, for higher pressure ranges, we have developed an LPT, or light pressurized tank. Here we add columns during the blow molding process. Now, these columns are mechanically gripped and not welded, which is important given we know welding solutions as used by our competitors could cause quality issues over time. For the very high pressures and temperatures, we have the double molded tank. Here we manufacture a fuel tank, open the blow mold tool, and have two halves of the tank. Then we bring in an injection molded structure on both sides of the tool, and when I say sides or halves, think of the tank top and the tank bottom. After this, we bring in another tank and join it in the inside. With this double blow molded structure, we can hold the highest level of pressure and temperatures required in the industry. Please look at some very important in-production awards in the field of pressurized fuel tanks. The Toyota CHR is an SPT application where we are welding the top and the bottom together using a Kiss-Off solution. You can see the Volkswagen Tiguan hybrid vehicle. This is a very typical SPT structure. Here, you can see a couple of applications of the LPT technology. In the middle, you can identify the pin and column mechanical construct I mentioned earlier, which is brought into the tank during blow molding and snap fits when the tooling automatically closes. The structure mechanically grips to the tank bottom and top together. This is a patented and manufacturing process technology for TI Fluid Systems. Now, these examples of pressure-resistant fuel tanks for Volkswagen and Hyundai are good examples of what we are winning and producing today. I also wanted to take a moment to point out the latest evolution based on the LPT technology, what we call the MLPT, or the manual light pressurized tank. It is based on the same requirements as the LPT, having a mechanical connection and no welding. What we do here is we insert the pins in the tooling, as you can see on the picture, then overmold it through the blow molding process. When the tank is cooled down, we manually slide in place these structures and latch into position using the fuel delivery module opening. You still have all the benefits of a full mechanical connection, but it offers improved flexibility and economics. So as a summary, we have a wide range of technologies that meet all the future requirements for combustion and hybrid applications. The hybrid vehicle growth and the China steel to plastic conversion are seen to clearly overcompensate the revenue loss when battery electrical vehicles increase. We expect this positive trend to continue for the foreseeable short and medium term. We have the right footprint. We have the right engineering. We have a track record of financial, operational, and quality performance, and we are capable of adjusting costs when and where required. With that, I thank you very much for your attention, and I would now like to introduce Ron to present our finance information. Thank you.
Thank you, Hans, for all the great technologies we are developing. We really are excited to see these new products in the thermal area, and I know they will drive our CPV and revenue to create more value for our shareholders. Moving on, I would like to spend a bit of time talking about finance, more specifically, a more strategic area of finance, much different than our reporting cycle and our last discussion on excellent 2020 full-year results back in March. Let's start with the topic of our business resilience, to which many of you know has been demonstrated in 2019 and most importantly again last year in 2020 with the shock we faced and how we managed it successfully. Really, what this all comes down to, as Bill has mentioned earlier, is the foundation of our resilience or success is that of a great recipe. The recipe's ingredients are the business model, the cost structure or discipline, And our main ingredient is a strong management team. The business model combines diversity, vertical integration, and footprint of our go-to-market or business model. Having worked at other automotive suppliers in my career, I can honestly say we have some of the best-in-class positions in our portfolio. The next ingredient is our financial model, one that is, again, best-in-class in terms of cost structure, a cost structure that is low and flexible. It all starts and is helped by our double-digit product margins, then followed by a lean fixed cost, CapEx, and R&D that is fit right for the business today and tomorrow. We have a good mix of better cost or lower cost locations, with 71% of our employees located in best cost countries. And with that comes more flexibility in addressing market prices and market volatility. Our most important ingredient, one that I can't stress enough, is management's team that stretches around the globe, is experienced across many business cycles, and has the playbook to manage both the up and downs of the automotive supply business. So as I opened on this, it is this combination or recipe that is the heart of our resilience. It seems natural to see our resilience through the eyes of a smooth pivot. We are able to make with the move to electrification. The shift is from internal combustion engine vehicles to hybrid electric and battery electric vehicles. The beauty of this company is our fit to this shift and is best described as more of the same. Same customers that we have served for 100 years. Similar fluid handling products that meet the need for performance and safety in electrified areas in very similar ways as traditional internal combustion engine vehicles. This helps us keep our shape in terms of capital and engineering. Same products, same processes, same materials, today's customer locations. So we are extremely fortunate to have this pivot manageable and in the end, the ability to maintain our financial model shape, which allows us to take advantage of all of those points made in the last slide. We are extremely excited about this successful pivot and our ability to manage it quite well. I'd like to now move to the topic of outperformance, revenue outperformance. Central to our strategy and business model is the ability to grow our top line revenue greater than the underlying level of light vehicle production. We have been doing this historically and have confidence to be able to continue this moving forward. It really is about our product market and regional tailwinds, share and content gains. As you have seen for much of today, the tailwinds of electrification are a key driver for TI top line growth. Both content and share gain for this segment as we add more CPV to a growing population of vehicles. This includes continued conversion of steel fuel tanks to plastic fuel tanks in China and the upgrading of content and emissions in that country, as Hans mentioned earlier. Additionally, there are gains to be made in large truck and large SUV market in North America. Segment share gain is something that we have been working on and we are starting to see some traction begin. In the end, it is a combination of these tailwinds along with the global positions we have that underpins this confidence we have in continued outperformance in the 2% to 3% range for the near term and potentially doubling that rate of increased outperformance in the long term, driven by growing battery, electric, thermal fluid products and systems. Looking at revenue from another angle, one Bill has mentioned earlier as well, is how we are demonstrating our success in shaping our revenue mix to these growing electrified segments. Looking to balance a healthy revenue mix to market production like we look to do regionally and by OEM. Leveraging what I mentioned earlier in our discussion on our product pivot, our agnostic propulsion position. You have heard of our focus and strategy for HEV and BEV and seen our business win progression. We are a winner today. All this is combining to show a better mix in the future than today. We are excited in our progress so far and look forward to sharing in this continued work in the future. Now moving to the bottom line, I wanted to spend some time on the topic of margin expansion. Back to my earlier discussion on management experience, margin expansion, expansion out of a downturn, is all about the playbook, management attention, and financial discipline. You have seen our resilient results of 2020, and we have talked about our best-in-class fixed cost structure. We have confidence in the ability to expand margins as production volume growth returns. It starts with keeping our shape and our discipline with the creative customer quotation hurdles and tight price controls. Holding fixed costs low, managing our material inputs and efficiencies in labor, and not adding fixed costs at the same rate growth allows for healthy incremental revenue conversion margin, which will further improve our shape with fixed cost restructurings initiated in 2020. As mentioned before, we have demonstrated this historically and have confidence to do so moving forward. With that being said, the key for all of this is also cash generation. Another great thing about TI that we are all proud about is our ability to generate cash. So here I have, for illustrative purposes, laid out how we view this cash and see it best used. In other words, our capital allocation priorities. Looking out in this scenario towards 2025 and 5 years of cumulative cash generation, we show significant levels of cash generation with several options for use. Clearly, priority remains delevering to a level in line with our European peers, say 1 to 1.5 times EBITDA, and equally returning capital to our shareholders within our dividend policy. After that, significant levels of cash remains available to consider for acquisitions, primarily in the areas of increased thermal fluid management content and capabilities for hybrid and battery electric vehicles. Some of these adjacencies you have heard earlier from Bill and Hans. What we are talking about here is a non-transformative with a focus on thermal fluid products and capabilities for hybrid and battery electric vehicles, and ultimately incremental content per vehicle. And of course, any other shareholder impactful uses, including buybacks, when we are in a position of a more distributed share liquidity. So again, we are excited to have a strong cash generative business and in turn numerous flexible set of capital allocation opportunities. So in summary, thank you again for joining us today. And I hope you will agree that we have demonstrated a proven capability to be strong and resilient. Last year, one we all wish to put behind us, is clear evidence of that. We are extremely well positioned to make the pivot to electrification. We will pivot and hold our business model shape and leading market positions. We have set ourselves up and have the management attention and discipline to drive margin expansion as production volume growth returns. In the end, this is a highly cash generative business, and with that, one with numerous opportunities for capital allocation. Thank you again, and now back to Bill for some closing comments.
Thank you, Ron, for that overview, and also to Hans for your great presentation. I would like to end the session and presentations today with a summary of the main messages that we hope to leave you with today. Starting with our long-term view that the light vehicle market continues to grow by 2 to 3% per year. Our ability to outperform that with better revenue growth will continue. We shared with you the revenue drivers and why we think the four main factors that give us outperformance are inherent in our business and will continue to be there for many years to come. This business is very global, and we benefit from our strong global footprint as well as the strong customer portfolio that we enjoy. We continuously optimize or prune our manufacturing structure and expand in low-cost countries where appropriate. We believe that our evolution strategy of organic growth around electric vehicle products and systems positions us quite well for the medium term and to help further enhance that top-line growth. Inorganic growth would be further complementary. EV refrigerant and coolant fluids are our sweet spot. We have supported OEMs on their immediate needs for EV product launches based on our 100 years of ICE know-how. Our current EV business wins validate a higher content per vehicle than former ICEs. And we are now heavily influencing further plastic conversion, integrating cabin comfort heat pump and modular coolant assemblies for even more TI content on the next generation models. Plus, these new products are in rapid release as we are leveraging our fundamental or core fluid know-how to create even more value. I am convinced that we will maintain our number one market position for TI fluid systems with this transition to EVs. The strong resilience that you hopefully could see in our business around our flexible cost structure and our heavy focus around cash flow does in fact give us the strong financial performance that we have consistently delivered. We feel strongly that we will continue to deliver superior margins and strong leading cash flow metrics.